Province. Your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN's Department of Education has been cleared of irregular expenditure involving two major contracts worth over 2.6 billion rand. This was confirmed by the Auditor General of South Africa. NewsWatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The irregular expenditure was initially flagged during the 2022-23 financial year audit based on non-compliance with principles. But the department, together with Provincial Treasury, disputed the finding and requested a further internal review. The Auditor General's Technical Audit Unit reassessed the matter and found that the contracts were not irregular. The department's own assessments also reached the same conclusion. The Auditor General says the department's audit opinion remains unchanged. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio News Watch.
Despite South Africa's high burden of tuberculosis, National Health's plans to end the epidemic remain on track. The department set to launch a live TB dashboard at the National Health Laboratory Service today. The digital platform will provide TB testing data, giving the public access to comprehensive data on the disease's prevalence in the country. TB claims around 56,000 lives in South Africa annually. Health Foster Mahale says the live dashboard is part of efforts to reduce TB incidence and mortality rates by 2035. He says they're taking lessons from the electronic vaccination data system developed to manage the COVID-19 vaccine program.
This dashboard will play a significant role in tracking the country's progress towards NTB campaign's ambitious goal of testing 5 million people. The NTB campaign dashboard is also part of the country's advancement towards universal health coverage.
And Donald Trump says he's terminating all trade talks with Canada. He's criticized a commercial paid for by the province of Ontario, which features former U.S. President Ronald Reagan warning of possible retaliation and trade wars in response to high tariffs. Ottawa hasn't yet commented. The two countries had been in discussions after Trump imposed 35% levies on some Canadian imports. Prime Minister Mark Carney said earlier this week that it's prompted a revamp of Ottawa's economic strategy. Here at home, Durban and Richards Bay 25, Maritzburg 29, I'm NewsWatch's Natasha. Karen Edison.